Okay, today's daf is Bava Metzia daf Lamed. Today's shir is sponsored by Jeremy and Adina Herskowitz, Zeicha Nishmas, Jeremy's grandmother, Renee Herskowitz, Rachel Leah, Bas Adina, the Neshama Shavan Aliyah, and we thank Jeremy and Adina very much for the sponsorship. Today we're going to be discussing, continuing from yesterday, about dealing with an Aveda and how to make sure that you don't destroy the Aveda while you are trying to take care of it. So we're going to talk about how to care for a Beged, whether shaking out a Beged is good for a Beged or bad for a Beged. The Gemara is going to talk about if a person wants to lose a lot of money really fast, what's the best way to do that. The Gemara is also going to talk about whether you're allowed to use, we know you're allowed to use an Aveda litzarka for its own needs in order to care for it, and you're not allowed to use it litzarko for your needs, but what about if you have both intentions in mind when you're using the Aveda? It's beneficial for the Aveda and it's beneficial for you. Is that going to be okay? Then the Gemara is going to talk about types of use that potentially could wear the Aveda out and should be avoided. On the bottom of Amud Aleph, we're going to darshan from the His Alamta, three different circumstances that one should dafka not be Meshav Aveda, and that's going to lead us into a discussion of Zakin Veina Lefi Kvoda, that one of the examples where we are not Meshav Aveda is if it's beneath a person's dignity to be Meshav Aveda. So we're going to talk about, yes, but what if the Zakin began to do Ashavas Aveda, or what if it's beneath his dignity to do so in public, in the city, but out in the field, he would be Meshav Aveda. And the Gemara is going to tell a story of Rabbi Shmuel Bar Rabbi Yossi being a Zakin Veina Lefi Kvoda and doing it anyway, which is going to lead us into a discussion of doing things lifnim mishuras hadin, and where we learn such a notion that one is supposed to do things lifnim mishuras hadin. And then the Mishnah on the bottom of Amud Beis is going to let us know how to identify when something is an Aveda and when it's just something that the owner had placed there. And it's also going to discuss whether one can demand payment for his Hashavas Aveda. So an absolutely packed daf. Let's pick up where we left off. Yesterday we were at the two dots, about 10 lines before the end of the page. Matzuksus minara echad l'shloshim yom. We said if one finds clothing, you have to shake it out every 30 days, and that's proper care for the clothing. Frakta gemara lememra dinei ramalila. Is shaking out clothing good for clothing? V'amra b'yachum yishiyesh l'gardi uman b'toch b'esu yinar k'susu b'chol yom. We learned, yeah, if you have a professional weaver in your house, then it's a good idea to shake out your clothing every day, but that's just a way of saying that most people don't have a professional weaver in their house to mend their garments all the time, because you're going to be destroying the garment when you shake it out every day. So how can the Mishnah say that one should be minair the clothing as a way of caring for it? It has to be aired out once in a while. If you shake it out every day, then you're going to destroy it. That's where you need a weaver to be living in your house. But if it's once every 30 days, that's proper care. Or it depends how you're shaking it out. If it's just one person that's shaking it out, that's going to be fine. It's not going to tear it. But if there are two people that are pulling in different directions, so that's going to stretch it more, and that's more likely to ruin the garment. A third possibility, lo kasha. Habiyada v'habichutra. One is where you're shaking it out using your hands only, and the other is where you're using a chutra, or using a stick to beat it as a way of shaking out the dirt from it. Ibayisema, fourth possibility, lokasha, habida amra, habidikisna. It depends on the material that the garment is made from. That if it's made from wool, then Rashi says that's kashala, that's bad for the garment, that's going to tear it. But if it's made from flax, apparently flax is less likely to tear. In the Hagos Hagrov here also, he points out that the Rambam and Sharpos Kampirshu Lahepach, that they say the opposite, that for wool it's better for it, and for kisna it's more likely to get destroyed. But anyway, those are the four different resolutions as to how to resolve the issue of whether it's a good thing or a bad thing to shake out the beged, because after all, our Mishnah says that that's proper care for a beged, and yet we learned elsewhere that you're going to destroy a beged, and you need a weaver to constantly repair it if you're going to shake it out. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, kasa de charshin v'lo kasa de poshrin, that it's better for a person to drink a kos that some sort of spell of kishuf was placed on that kos, rather than to drink lukewarm water. It's just unhealthy. Why are we mentioning this over here? So Rashi points out, Since we were mentioning that which Rabbi Yochanan says about Derech Eretz, because Rabbi Yochanan was one that said that only if you have a weaver living in your house should you shake out a beged, so it's pieces of advice from Rabbi Yochanan. So we mentioned this piece of advice. The last one related to our sugya. This one doesn't, but it's more advice from Rabbi Yochanan that one should not drink lukewarm water. But it's only a problem if you're drinking out of a metal kli, but if you're drinking out of earthenware, it's not a problem. Kli matchos nami lamran el delot tzavitz aval the tzavitz less lenba. And even in a metal kli, it's only if it was never boiled. But if it was boiled, then you don't have to worry about it. I'm not sure why tzavitz means boiling. Maybe it's one of those words that it's sometimes you have words that the sound of the word is supposed to mimic the sound that it's trying to say. So the boiling water makes it. Sounds, so maybe that's the I'm not sure. I don't know what the etymology is. And also it's only a problem if you didn't put into the drink any sort of spices or any sort of flavoring, but if you put in some sort of flavoring into the drink, then it's not a problem. Another Derech Eretz advice from Rabbi Yochanan. If someone's father left him a lot of money and he wants to lose it all really quickly, this is the Brewster's Millions Gemara, right? The person wants to lose a lot of money very, very quickly. How does one lose a lot of money very, very quickly? Yilvash Big Day Pishtan, he should dress himself in Big Day Pishtan, which is very expensive and gets ruined very easily. V'yishtamish B'klei Zechuchis, he should use glass kalim, which are very fragile and cannot be repaired ever. V'yishchar Po'alim V'al Yeshev Iman, he should hire workers and not watch over them and not see to it that they're doing their job. So that's a good way for a person to lose a lot of money very, very quickly. Now, why would one want to lose a lot of money very quickly? It's such a strange thing to say that if someone's father left him a lot of money, he wants to lose it very, very quickly. Why would we even talk about such a thing? So there is a there's an alternate girsa that Rishonim have over here, that it's someone who's hiniach lo aviv mos shel ribis, not mos harbe, but he left mos shel ribis, and you don't want to be nena from the money shel ribis. So really, the ideal thing to do is machzira lebailim. You're supposed to return it to its owner. But let's say you don't know who the owner is, and you don't want to be nena from that mos shel ribis. That's the girsa, I think, of the Meiri, other Rishonim. So different approaches in our Gemara. So it says Gemara, let's go through each of these behaviors and how they're so destructive. Yilvash b'klei pishtan b'kisna rumisa. Specifically talking about a certain type of linen that's going to be very expensive and is therefore something that will make you lose your money quickly. V'yishtamish b'klei zechuchis, a specific type of glass. B'zugisa chivarta, with white glass. Asks Tosfos v'im tomar v'amrin paragagel arufa d'mishacharav beis hamikdash batla zechuchis levana. The Gemara Mesachta Sota says that at the very end of Sota, the Mishnah and the Gemara tells us about a number of things that were batel when certain points in history came, certain midos that were batel when various Tanayim died. One of the things it says is after the Churban HaBayis, we no longer have white glass. So what does it mean? That we're giving advice, Rabbi Yochanan is giving advice to use white glass, we don't have it anymore. That was what Rav Huna broke at the at his son's chuppah, because he saw that the simcha was getting out of hand, and he thought it was too much simcha after the Churban HaBayis, so he dafka broke it at his son's chuppah. So we do see that it existed. It's just something that's not as common, but it certainly does exist. And that's what the Acharon point out. That's why we break glass at a chuppah. The Gemara in Bava Basra on the Pesukim in Kohelis, Imeshkachech Yerushalayim Tishkach Yimini, in Pesukim in Tehillim rather, Imeshkachech Yerushalayim Tishkach Yimini Tidbak Lashon L'chiki Imelos Kerech Imelos Al Yisrael Al Rosh Simchasi. What is Al Rosh Simchasi? So the Gemara says Ze Efer Makl Brosh Chasanim. So by Simchas Chasan, apparently we're supposed to be Mazkir Yerushalayim and to be Memayit the Simcha because of the Churban. So that's why we break glass, because when did the Zechuchas Levana become Batel? dafka after the Churban. So if you want to remember the Churban, we dafka break something that became less matzoy, that became less common right after the Churban. Meaning we don't stam take expensive things. We don't take an iPhone and smash it. Even though that also might be expensive. Probably there is such a minhag already, probably somewhere. But we dafka break glass. Why glass? Because that dafka relates to the Churban. Some of the achronim give other tirutzim as to how to reconcile this with the Gemara in Sota, that it was batel. Some suggest, yeah, it was batel. We can no longer find it or make it after the Churban, but it's still around from, you know, whoever has been able to preserve it from before. Glass will stay forever as long as you don't break it. So maybe that's what it's referring to. Okay, v'yiskor polim v'al yeshev imayim. A third bit of advice how to lose your money quickly is to hire workers and not sit with them. So tirguma bituri d'nafish p'sedayhu. So machlokas Rashi tosov here. Rashi understands that we're talking about the oxen themselves, that the oxen will destroy themselves, will destroy the ground, if you're not watching how they're doing, how they're pulling the plow, and how they're threshing, and how they're doing the job. Tosa says, no, we're not talking about the oxen, we're talking about betavri, the workers who are molich the shvarim, the workers who walk along with the oxen for the charisha, that if you're not watching over those workers, then they're not going to make sure that the charisha is done properly. Okay, new shaila now. Shodcha l'tzarka avalo l'kvodo. The Mishnah had said that when you're taking care of an aveda, you can spread it out for its own benefit, but not for your own honor. It's a very nice object, and you're having company over, so you want everyone to see that you have this nice object. So even though maybe it's because you want to benefit from people being mechabid you for that, you're not allowed to do. So yibaylu litzarko ulitzarka mai. What if it's a combination of two? It's a combination both for your own benefit and for the benefit of the object. So Tosus right away says, didn't we cover this? We already spoke about using svarim, that you're not allowed to, you're allowed to roll the sefer, and you have to roll the sefer for its own benefit. And once you're doing that, we said you're allowed to read from it. We said you can't read something new from it. You can't learn bechavrusa from it. But you're allowed to read from it once you roll. So isn't that exactly litzarko ulitzarka? Didn't we already cover this? So Tosus writes, Dafka bishituach ksus mi bayilei, v'kol d'damilei d'shemi anichan ashtucha yoser mikadei tzorka. Meaning, it's specifically in a case where there's a concern that you're gonna use it more than it really needs to be used. That's the concern that you have by a beged. By a sefer, we already have rules in place where there's no such concern. We already have a rule not to learn bi'iyun, not to learn davar chadash, not to learn bechavrus. So we have all of those rules in place, so there's no concern that you're going to do more than the sefer needs. So that's always that's why we specifically raise the issue by a beged. We don't have any other rules in place, so do we have to be concerned that you might do more than it needs and therefore put the garment at undue risk? But what comes out from Tosus is that mikra din, there's no iser to use an aveda for your own benefit as you are benefiting it. That there's no iser mikra din. The question is a question of gzeira. Should we be gozer lest you come to do it beyond what the aveda actually needs? Not all the rishonim agree with that. Many of the rishonim disagree on that yisod, and they assume that the gemara suffik is an ikar adin suffik. It's not a question of a gzeira. Is someone who finds an aveda allowed to use it litzarcha ulitzarcha? So how do they deal with what we said about the svarim and everything else? So the riva is quoted in the Mordechai that maybe Matzah Svarim is talking about where you have the same sefer. So you have no need. It's not your benefit at all to use that sefer. You could use your copy of the sefer. But once you're rolling it anyway, so use that. So that's not Litzarko at all. But if it were really Litzarko, then Enochinami would be a problem. Other Rishonim, different ways of being Mitarits, but there is a group of Rishonim, Rabbi Natam and the Riva and all quoted the Mordechai, that disagree with the premise of this Tosfos, that the whole issue is one of Gzera, and they hold that the issue actually is one of Ikar Adin. So anyway, the Gemara is going to bring three rayas now. Tashma raya number one. Shodcha litzorka, you're allowed to spread it out for its own benefit. Litzorka in, hol litzorka u litzorka lo. Sounds like only if it's purely for its own benefit, but if you're also benefiting from it, no good. So ema seifa, but then the seifa goes on and says, avalo l'kvodo, but you're not allowed to do it for your own honor. Oh, l'kvodo hu delo, it's only bad if it's purely for your own honor. Hol litzorka u litzorka shapir dami. Sounds like if it's for both you and it, it's fine. So it's conflicting messages we're getting from our Mishnah. So obviously we can't derive anything from that because we're getting conflicting messages. So let's move on to Raya number two. Tashma lo yishatchenu lo al gabe mita v'lo al gabe magud l'tzarko, av yishatchenu al gabe mita v'al gabe magud l'tzarko. You're not allowed to spread it out on something for its for your own needs, but you are for its needs. Nizdamnu lo orchim, if there are guests coming, lo yishatchenu lo al gabe mita v'lo al gabe magud bein l'tzarko bein l'tzarko. If you have guests, even if it needs to be aired out now, now's not the time to air it out. So here you have a case where you're going to benefit, it's going to benefit, and we're saying, don't do it. If there are guests coming, put it away. You're not, even if it needs it, you're not allowed to do it when there are guests coming. So you see that it's not okay to do it for a dual purpose. And so Gemara Shaini Asam Dimikla Kalila Imishum Eina Imishum Ganvi. No, that's a little bit different because by leaving it out when guests are coming, that's destroying it. It's the same as burning it. Why is it the same as burning it? Two possibilities. Either because it's Ayin Hara, people are going to see this beautiful garment, or because Ganavim are going to see it. When you put out nice things, people, you don't know who's coming into your house, what their plans are. So they may be Ganavim. The Rambam in the tour paskin that Nizdam Lorchim lo yishtachen bifneim vafilu tzorka shema teganev. Sounds like the Rambam and the Tor are more concerned about the Geneva issue than they are about the Eina Bisha issue, than they are about the issue of Ayin Hara. Okay, Toshma, a third raya. Hichnisa l'ravka v'dasha k'sheira. If you take the egla rufa and put it in the with the other animals and it threshes with it, starts doing work, so then it's still going to be kosher. B'shvil shatinak v'tidosh psula. But if part of your kavana was not only for it to nurse from its mother but also to do some threshing, then it's going to be pasul. Ooh, so what's that? You put it in with the other animals, litzarka, but also litzarko, for both. Let it benefit itself by nursing from its mother, but let it also do some threshing. So we see, v'ahachad litzarko litzarkahu, v'katani psula, and that's no good, that's puzzle. So can't we make a tushtel that the same is going to be true by taking care of an aveda? Says Mer, no. Shaini yasam damakra, asher lo uvad ba mikal makam. A special gzeres hakasav over there, it cannot have had work done with it. That makes a puzzle for regular rufa. So it doesn't make a difference what the intentions were, even if that kind of intention is normally considered litzarka when there's dual intention. But by egla rufa, it doesn't make a difference. If it did work, it's automatically possible. Yachi afila reisha nami. Then why, when it's a chnisa l'ravka and it does it on its own, it's dasha on its own, why then did we say that it's kosher? We said that that's okay. It's only if your intention was also that it should do some threshing that it's a problem. So halodamia elu lahaditnan. You have to compare it to the case of what we learned in the Mishnah about a para aduma, that if a bird lands on the back of a para aduma, we don't say that that para aduma has now carried a burden and is therefore pasul. Para aduma also has to be an animal that never carried a burden. So a bird lands on its back, it's still kosher. Allah ala zachar psula. If a male has mounted that para aduma is going to be possible. A couple of years ago, was it last year, 2 years ago, when they fought in Lakewood, the guy thought he had a para aduma, turned out to be pregnant. So it turned out that it was red, but it was pregnant, so that made it possible for a para aduma. So my timer. So what's the reason that if you didn't mate it with the male just mounted the para. So why is it possible? Kedra papa, damra papa, iksiv uvad v'karin uvad hava mina afila mimela. If it would have said uvad, that any animal that had anything, any work done, even if you didn't do anything to make that happen, so then I would say no matter what, if it happens on its own, whether it's a bird landing on its back or whether it's a male that mates with it, no matter what, it's going to be pasul. V'iksiv avad v'karin avad, and if the kriya and the ksiv was consistent and it said avad, that you did it, hava mina adav b'ihu, I would say both of those cases would be kosher. It's only if the owner did something to make these things happen that it would be problematic. But hashadiksiv avad v'karin rubad, but now that we have a kri and a ksiv, so you have a little bit of kavana of the master and of the owner, and a little bit of happening on its own, so be'inon ubad dum yada avad. Something that happens on its own alone could passel it, but only if it's similar to what the owner would do for it. It has to be something that he's actually nichale with, that the owner would be nichale, that he would want such a thing to happen. Tosfos asks, so that's why a bird landing on its back, it happened on its own, and no owner would ever put a bird on its cow's back, and therefore it's not going to passel it. But a zachar mounting it, that's something that owners of animals would do all the time in order to increase the amount of animals that they have. So that's considered something that would be nichale for the bailim, and therefore that does passel the paraduma. Asks Tosfos a very simple question: is it really nichale that a zachar is going to mate with the paraduma? It's expensive a paraduma is, no amount of babies that this cow will have will ever pay for the fact that it's a paraduma. So Tosfos raises the question, If it was kosher, even though it was mounted by a male, then he would want it to be mounted by a male. He only doesn't want it because of the halacha. Nichalei and lo nichalei, this is a very important maramakom, because this works for Ilchas Shabbos as well, as Shlomo Zalman writes in the Tshuva. What we consider nichalei and lo nichalei is, if halacha didn't exist, would you want this or would you not want it? Right? You can't say, I left the light on in the fridge on Shabbos, so I'm going to open the door and the light turning on is psikresha to lo nichalei, because I don't want to be Michal Shabbos, so I don't want the light turning on. No, there's a reason they put lights in refrigerators, because if there were no such thing as halacha, you would want your refrigerator to be lit up so you can more easily find that which you're looking for. So that's how we define nichale and lo nichale in terms of halacha. So that's why it would be considered psikreshet to nichale on Shabbos to open the fridge when you know that the light is on. Now, so it would not be considered lo nichale. Same gedder that Tosfos has over here. Says more further now. That if you have silver or copper, you're allowed to use the kelim to some extent, but then you're not allowed to overuse them. Wooden kelim you could use to the point that they don't rot. Copper kelim you could use with warm water, but not on a fire because that will wear them out. Silver you could use only with cold water, not with hot water, because it will blacken the silver. Magrifos for kardumos, shovels and axes you could use berach with soft things, avalo bekasha, but not with hard things, because it will dull them. Glass or gold kelim, don't touch at all, don't use at all, doesn't need to be used, they will remain perfectly intact if you put them in a box and don't touch them. The same thing that we say by an aveda, we say the same thing by a pikadon. Says Gemara, pikadon, what's the pikadon doing by you? What does that mean? Says Rashi, why would you use it? If the owner was interested in using it, he would use it. He obviously doesn't want it being used, so why would you ever use it? If he was giving it to you as a pikadon, it's obviously because he doesn't want to use it. So no, it could be that it's a pikadon where the bailim went away, they're not going to have an opportunity to use it, but they still want it to be used so that it stays in good condition. So now we pivot to a new discussion of Zakin Vein Lefi Kvodo, and that's going to be the rest of the daf. A person finds something that's beneath his dignity to pick up, he doesn't have to pick it up to do a Shavas Aveda. Minanimi, the weird we learned such a halacha. The Tan Rabbanan, Price of Darshans, V'Salamta. The Pasuk says you should hide your face from it. It really says V'Salamta, that lo, that you're not supposed to visit. The Pasuk says V'Salamta, that lo sire sharachicha, say nidacham V'Salamta me'am, Hashem Toshiva Melech, right, that you're not supposed to be misalim, but since it says it in such a lashon where the lo is like eight words earlier in the pasuk, so it sounds like it's saying visalamta, that there are certain situations where you're supposed to pretend you don't see the item and go about your day. So pam shatam misalim, pam shiatam misalim. Sometimes you are actually supposed to hide your face from it and pretend you don't see it and don't do a shavas aveda. Hakeitzad, where do you have such cases? Three examples. Hayakoin vi bebeis akvaros. You're a kohen and the aveda's in the beis akvaros. Do not be metami yourself. Let the aveda stay there. Osha yizakin venul fikvodo. You're zakin, and it's beneath your dignity to go pick up this aveda. Osha yisomalach shelo meruba mishal chaveru. Lekach nemar v'salam to him. Or your work is worth more than mishal chaveru. That's why we say v'salam to him. Now this may be a rule. The zakin venul fikvodo rule might be a rule in all of ben adam lechaveru. Right? It might not be only about Hashava Saveda. The one place where it's clearly not a rule is when it comes to Bikur Cholim. Shulchan Aruch Paskins that even a gadol's holich to be mavakir chola of a katan. That's what the Gemara says in Brachos, right? What was it? Yeshayahu and Chizkiyahu had the stalemate of who's going to go visit who, right? Should the Navi go to the Melech or the Melech go to the Navi? What's the Derech Eretz? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu solved the problem because each one held that they were greater than the other one, right? It's not Derech Eretz that a Navi should have to go to. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu made Chizkiyahu sick. And that's so he said, okay, so now you have no choice. Now you have to go and visit him because it doesn't matter if you're a gadol by Bikur Chum. And the greatest maramakum for that, of course, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu going to be mevaker chola Avram Avinu. So we see that a gadol goes to be mevaker even a katan. So that's a case where zakin v'en l'fikvodo definitely does not apply. By Hashavas Aveda, it definitely does apply. What about all other ben adam l'chaveros? So the impression you get is that the rule is zakin ben al fikvodo. That by ben al mechavero, the gedder of ben al mechavero is ve'aftal reacha kamocha, that you need to do to him what you would do for yourself. So if you wouldn't do these things for yourself, whatever the ben al mechavero might be, lav davka shavas aveda, but you wouldn't do these things for yourself. So then you have an exemption of zakin ben al fikvodo. That might be one of the nafkaminas between ben al mechavero ben al mak. On the Milchas Chinuch is a famous suffix whether Kibbut Aveim is a mitzvah ben Adam Lechavero or a mitzvah ben Adam Lemakom. So all the Acharim say, yeah, and the my nafkamina. Meaning, either way, you got to do it. So what's a nafkamina? So this might be a nafkamina. What about something that's zaken venul fikvodo? If it's a type of kibud that's beneath your dignity. Now there are many makoros in the Gemara and Kiddushin that you do zaken venul fikvodo for kibud aveim. So maybe that's a raya that it's ben adam lemakom and not ben adam lechavero. So anyway, says the Gemara further. Lemay isurcha. Why do I need this pasuk? Do I really need this pasuk to teach me these three exceptions? If you can tell me the pasuk, really, I really need this pasuk to teach me about a kohen not returning an aveda that's in a basic forest. Pshita, of course he doesn't have to return an aveda in basic forest. Hayasei, vaylosa se vaasei. The mitzvah of Hashavas aveda is hashev toshivim is a mitzvah sasei, and the isur of tumas kohanim is a losa se nasei. Velosi asei v'dochi es losa se vaasei, and an asei cannot be docha a combination of losa se vaasei. Tos points out. Rashi points out already that Hashavas aveda is also a losa se. Rashi points out ve'alav gav de losa se nami ika ein losa se moel lidchos losa se elasei hu de kadachi le kedarbinim v'yivamis. But still, we're trying to say that the Hashavas Aveda should be docha to Moskohanim, only the Asei Shebo would be docha to Moskohanim. So the point is that an Asei cannot be docha lo se vasei. The lo sasei Shebo is not going to be what's doing the pushing. So that's what Rashi says. We're only paying attention to the Asei of Hashavas Aveda. Says the Gemara further, v'sul lo dachin nisura mekame mamona. Plus, Hashavas Aved is a monetary matter. Tumas Kohanim is an iser, so iser is always going to be on a higher level than mamon. Ella l'shalom erum mishal chavero. So maybe you're going to tell me, no, the chiddush of a salamta that we would not have known is if your time is more valuable than the aveda of your chaver. So midravi domarav nafka, but we already know that as well. Domravi domarav, Rabbi domarav taught us efes. That yours comes before anybody else's. So Ella, what's the real chiddush of Isalamta? Of the three things that we said we learned from it, only one of them is actually needed to be learned from this pasuk, and that is lezaken ve'ena lefikvodo. This halacha of zaken ve'ena lefikvodo. That if it's beneath your dignity, you don't have to do it. Tosos raises the question: don't we already know Kavod Abrios is docha an asei in the Torah from La Choso that the Gemara Darshan's and Maseches Brachos, that Kavanah Brios is Docha all sorts of Yisurim in the Torah. Any Yisur B'Shevi Al Taseh, any Yisur, any Mitzvah Bekum Vaseh. So do I really need Zakon V'Nil Tikvodos? It's just a fancy way of saying Kavanah Brios. So Tosus limits the heter of Kavanah Brios. He says, you know, Kavanah Brios is a Mace Mitzvah, you know, where it's going to be Mutal B'Bizayon, right? That was the case of Lachoso. Lachoso is a Kohen, is allowed to be Tameh to his sister to take care of her, to bury her. But why? Kavanah Brios. The Mace shouldn't be Mutal B'Bizayon. Yeah, but that's a significant Kavanah Brios. To leave a Mace, Mutal B'Bizayon. That's a very significant level of Kavanah Brios. Or the case of the Gemara in Brachos Tavchav, where the person is wearing Shatness in the Shuk. So we said, Kavanah Brios is Docha, the Losa say that you don't have to pull off the Shatness if it's only Shatness Midrabanon or it's B'Shev Yalta, whatever it might be. So Kavanah Brios is Docha. Yeah, because walking around naked is a significant Kavanah Brios issue. But minor Kavanah Brios issue maybe would not be the same. So you can't, not every Kavanah Brios is exactly equal. Amar Rabbi Hikisha. Yeah, that's where Amar Rabbi Hikisha Chayivba. Once you already hit the animal with a stick, you see a lost animal, you hit it with a stick a little bit to direct it, so then you've already become Chayiv. You already started the Ashava, you already become Chayiv in Ashava's Aveda. Abaye Avi Yosef Kameda Rabba, Chazal Anachizi Dekaimu. Abaye was sitting in front of Rabba and he saw some goats that seemed to have been lost. Shokal Kalav Shadabuhu. So he took a clod of earth and he threw it at them to get them moving. Amle Chayavtabu Kuma Adrinu. He says, you already started, so now you have a Chayiv of Ashavas Aveda. Normally it would have been beneath your dignity to be leading a bunch of goats through the street, but now you become Chayiv in Ashavas Aveda. What if this person would be Machzir such an Aveda if it was in the field where there aren't so many people, but he wouldn't do it in the city where there are a lot of people? What's the din then? Do we say that when you do Ashavas Aveda you need to see it through, and since it's Einel Fikvodo in the city, he's not Chayiv? Odilma Besadim he has who the Chayavle, or maybe no. Right now it's in the field, so he's chayav in it. So once the chayav begins, the chayav continues wherever you may go, wherever you may need to go to return the aveda. Take who the Gemara leaves that unresolved. Amar Rava, Kol Shabishalom Machzir B'Shal Chaver Nami Machzir, V'Kol Shabishalom Parik V'Toein B'Shal Chaver Nami Parik V'Toein. The rule is, if it was your Aveda, you would pick it up, then you pick it up for somebody else. It's not considered beneath your dignity. And the same is true with Priko Ti'ina. To load an animal, unload an animal, if it was yours and you would do that, then you have to do that for Shel Chaveru as well, for someone else's as well. Different people have different standards. Rav Lichtenstein used to talk about how when he was in Chaim Berlin, you know, that Rav Huttner was very, very makbid on the covenant of the Rosh Yeshiva and the covenant of the Rabbanan. That was a thing that he was very makbid about. When he went to YU and he was in Rav Aaron Soloveitchik Shir, he saw Rav Aaron Soloveitchik taking out the garbage, and it was so jarring to him. Like, he couldn't imagine that Rav Huttner would ever take out the garbage. That someone must be doing it for him. There's no way he would ever do. So it depends on the personality also. So if Rav Aaron Soloveitchik would take out his own garbage, he would have to take out someone else's garbage as well. If that was, not take out someone else's garbage, but I'm saying he would have to pick up someone else's things as well for Ashavas Aveda, and wouldn't be considered. That's the gather. Whatever you would do for yourself is what you're chayiv to do for someone else. There's a question. Do you assume the poskim use this in the following interesting shaila? Let's say you have a person, there's an Erev in a town, but you have a person who's machmir not to use any Erev. There are a lot of people to know, the Mishabur suggests that it's not considered Yuara, it's an appropriate thing, a person to be machmir, that they don't use any Erev. It's not considered to be inappropriate for someone to give Ashkacha an Erev and not use it, because there are people that just don't use any Erev. Even they hold it to 100% kasher, they don't use any Erev. What if there's an Aveda? So it's Shabbos, an Aveda with Simonim, Mitzvah D'Oraisa of a Shabbos Aveda. I have a personal Chumra, I don't carry. So should I not pick up the Aveda? So they say, well, if you wouldn't pick up your own Aveda because of your personal Chumra, then yeah, then you're Pater, because that would be a similar Geder to Zakin Venil Fikvoda, that if you wouldn't do it for yourself, then you don't have to do it for somebody else either. Okay, Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi have a Kazal Borcha. Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi was going on the road, Pagabe Ahu Gavra, and he saw a certain guy, have a Dari Pischa da'ofa. Yofi, aus Winne ve kamitfach. So he had a bundle of wood, and he saw that the guy was going to rest from carrying the bundle. Amalei dalili. Then the guy said, "Help me lift my bundle back up on my back." Amalei kamishavin. He said, "You know, carrying this bundle of wood, that's beneath his dignity to lift it." So he's like, "How much does it cost? He's obviously selling it. How much is it?" Amalei palga dezuzah, half a zuz. So yavle palga dezuzah va'afkara. He bought it off him for half a zuz, and then he made it hefker so that he wouldn't have to load it on the person's back. So he gave him the business. So hadazachabu. The guy said, "Oh, hefker." So he took it right back. The fellow said, "Now help me slap it back up on my back." Hadar yavle palga dezuzah va'afkara. He again gave him a half a zuz and bought it off him again, and again was mafkirit. So chazi davakabayil mehed lemiskebuhu. He saw that he was about to be zochin in it again to take it back again. So amalei lekuli al mafkirinu v'lach lafkirinu. I'm mafkirit for the rest of the world, but klape you, I'm not mafkirit. I'm mafkirit to everybody else. Frank the Gemara, does hefker work that way? Umiyave hefker ki agavna. Can you be mafkir something to everybody except for one person? Va'atnan beshami am refka laniim hefker. Beshami says that if you want to be mafkir something only for aniim, that's fine. You could do that. Ubeisilam meinu hefker achi hefker laniim ulashirim kishmita. Beisil says no, that doesn't work. If you want to make something hefker, you got to go through and through. It's got to be hefker to aniim and ashirim like shmita. He was really mafkir to everybody, but he was just trying to discourage this guy from taking it back and from driving him crazy like this. Tosus raises the question: to make something hefker, you need to be b'fnei shlosha. You need to be in front of three people. L'chora, there were not three people here. So Tosus says one answer is: yeah, there were three people here watching this whole story go down. There were three people. Inami Tosus says: so you don't need three people. That's a din midrabanan that you need three people. So it did become hefker on a daraisa level. Frank the Gemara of Rabbi Shlomo Rabbi Yossi Zaken Vein Lefi Kvodo Hava. Rabbi Shlomo Rabbi Yossi shouldn't have had to help this guy anyway because Zaken Vein Lefi Kvodo. Wait a second, is this Hashavas Haveda? This is not Hashavas Haveda. This is Priko Tiina. Ah, so you see, by all Ben Adam Lechaveru, Zaken Vein Lefi Kvodo is a rule that works for other Ben Adam Lechaverus as well. So anyway, so why would Rabbi Shlomo Rabbi Yossi feel the need to buy this guy's wood from him? He didn't have to help him anyway. And so Gemara, Rabbi Shlomo Rabbi Yossi lifnim mishuras hadin hu da'avad. He was going lifnim mishuras hadin. Titani Rabbi Yossi darshan zapasuk. Vodat lehem ze beis chayehem. Es haderech zug milus chasadim. Es haderech is a reference. So beis chayehem means to teach an umnus, Rashi says, that you should teach your son an umnus. Es haderech means gemilas chasadim, that a person has to gemilas chasadim. Yelechu ze bikur cholim. So that teaches us that there's a din, yelchu is bikur cholim, that you should teach to do bikur cholim, because there's a mitzvah to do bikur cholim. Ba zukvura. That's a reference to kvura. Ve'as ma'ase zehadin asher ya'asun zulifnim yishuras hadin. So we see there's a notion of lifnim yishuras hadin. There is a discussion in poskim if one could be mekayim the mitzvah of bikur cholim through a telephone call. So certainly if someone doesn't want visitors, so there's a chol in the community who hasn't been in shul, Larry, so he's not interested in visitors, but a phone call he doesn't mind. So someone doesn't want visitors, certainly you don't go visit him if he's not interested in visitors. But is one mekayim the mitzvah of bikur cholim through a telephone call? So the Torah writes that the mitzvah being mevakar cholim, based on the sugya and darim, really, that the mitzvah being mevakar cholim is two parts. It's to be mevakesh rachamim on him to daven for him, and also to see what he needs and to take care of his needs. So on a telephone call, you're sort of crippled in both of those ways. That you can't be mevakesh rachamim probably because you can't really assess how bad his situation is, and also you can't really take care of his physical needs as much. You could arrange for certain things, but you can't take care. So that's what the poskim say. Rav Moshe writes that it's like a bediavad bikur cholim. But the Debrezina Rav just has an interesting diuk from our Gemara. He says, where do we learn bikur cholim from? Yelchu. Yelchu ze bikur cholim. So he says, you gotta go to do bikur cholim l'chadchila. Okay, it's not necessarily a raya, but it's a cute ha'ara. Amar mar, yelchu ze bikur cholim. Frankly, Gemara, haynu gemilas chasadim. Isn't that just an example of gemilas chasadim? Lo nitzcha el ben gilo. Now it's referring to ben gilo, where it's someone who has the same mazel as you, where you might think you're exempt. Why? Damar Ben Gilo not alech mishishim b'chalio, because you take 1/60th of his illness when you go visit a Ben Gilo. So va'afilu achim b'yilel mezel gabe. So it's saying, yeah, and even so, you're still chayiv to do it. It's one of the sacrifices you have to make in Bikur Cholim. Ba zukvura, ask the Gemara by that as well. Hainu gemilz chasadim, isn't kvura just an example of gemilz chasadim? Lo nitzcha el zaken ve'in elefik vodo. No, because it's telling me that even though it's zaken ve'in elefik vodo, so normally zaken ve'in elefik vodo is an exemption from mitzvos ben adam l'chavero, but for whatever reason, it's not an exemption from the mitzvah of kvura. Asher yasun zulif nemishurus hadid. Asher yasun is a reference to nemishurus din. Dam Rabbi Yochanan lochav Yerushalayim el al shadanu badin Torah. Yerushalayim was destroyed because they were makbit. They were dan dine Torah. The way they judge was through dine Torah. Sa ela dine de magista l'dainu. What, you want them to use some other system of justice, something outside of Torah? What kind of comment is that? They were done dine Torah, and that's a problem. No, the point is, they use the dine Torah as a ceiling instead of as a floor. The dine Torah is supposed to be a bare minimum, but one is supposed to try to go lefnim yishuras din, and they never did that. They viewed dine Torah as the absolute extent of how far they would go, so that's inappropriate. Tosa says, is that why Yerushalayim was destroyed? I thought the Gemara says in Yuma that it was because of sinas chinam that Yerushalayim was destroyed. Tosa says, yeah, that too, that sinas chinam, done about dine Torah, all these things, there are lots of reasons why Yerushalayim was destroyed. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, we'll pick up with the Mishnah tomorrow.